This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
He tells a story about a man who was opening up his own business. It was a fish business, and so he rented one of those signs you get that have the theatrical look to them. There are lights inside them, and they shine on a highway both ways. You've seen them at businesses. Perhaps a little out of date now, but that's what he had. And his sign said this: fresh fish for sale today. Put his sign out first day of business. A friend came up to him that knew him and said, "Hey, everybody knows it's today. It's not yesterday. It's not tomorrow. Take down the word today. You don't need the word today on your sign." So he took down the word today. Just said fresh fish for sale. Somebody else came along and said, "You know, everybody knows you're selling your fish. Why would you need to use the words for sale? Take down the words for sale." Took them down. It said fresh fish. Another person came along and said, "Well, hopefully your fish is fresh. Hopefully you're not selling rotten fish. Take down the word fresh." So the sign said fish. And then his last friend came along and said, "Hey, I can smell that fish a mile away. You don't even need to advertise it. Just take down the word fish." And he had an empty sign. And Ronnie Hanna says two things about that story. When you try to please everybody, you end up pleasing nobody, which is good advice for all of us. When you try to please everybody, you end up pleasing nobody. But the second lesson was the most important. Ronnie Hanna said, put your sign out in life and stand by it. Put your sign out in life and stand by it. What we're going to talk today about is putting your spiritual sign out that simply says this: I happen to believe in a God of creation, a creator God, who created this universe, who spoke it into existence. Now, the whys and the wherefores, all the details, you can decide some of that on your own, obviously. It's a personal choice there, but you believe in a creator God. You believe in a redeemer. That redeemer happens to be the Son of the living God, Jesus Christ, and you happen to believe in the sustainer of life, the Holy Spirit. And you put that sign out in life, and then you stand by it, even when you have people come up to you and say, "You really don't believe in a creator God, do you? You're not one of those crazy people that actually believes there is a God." "Yeah, I am. And I do believe that God spoke this universe into existence." "You're not one of those people who really believes this Jesus thing, that he died for our sins and that he rose again. You believe that resurrection story thing." "Yeah, I do believe that." "You're not one of those real crazies that believes in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's, you know, works in our universe and works in our lives. Do you really believe that?" "Yeah, I do. I'm going to put my sign out and stand by it, that I believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit." We're going to read today, as we continue our series in Psalms, what I consider to be one of the top 10 statements out of the Old Testament. If I were to pick the top 10 phrases out of the Old Testament, this would be in my list. It's Psalm 14, beginning at verse 1. "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." Anytime you see the word fool in the Bible, it's not talking about somebody with a low IQ. It's not talking about somebody with a low SAT score or ACT score. It's not talking about with somebody with a room temperature IQ. That's not what the word fool means. It's somebody, a man or woman or young person, who says, "I willfully choose to reject God and reject his word." That's what a fool is, biblically. A fool is a man or woman or young person who willfully, by choice, says, "I reject the idea of God and I reject the idea of his word." That person, according to the Lord, not according to me, is a fool. Is a fool.
Well, that may sound like strong language to you, but it happens to be what the Lord says. We'll continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.